Welcome to the Weekly Investment Outlook podcast from Deutsche Bank's Private Bank, looking at the most important issues for investors in the week ahead.
Hi, everyone. It's time for our CIO Weekly Investment Outlook podcast again, where we discuss what moves markets and the week up front. With me today is our Chief Investment Strategist and CIO for the EMEA region, Dirk Steffen. Dirk, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, very busy, of course, but everything good on my side.
I can imagine. Dirk, let's quickly discuss what moved markets. And I'd like to start with the ECB meeting this week. The ECB said it had some success bringing inflation down and signaled that an interest rate cut could arrive as early as June. Can you kind of provide us more context about how the market reacted?
I think it was, a situation which probably can't be more data dependent, really. Because Christine Lagarde actually said that we will have a little more data in April, but we will have much more data in June. So that was a clear indication that the first cut is very likely to come in June. And we are actually very happy to hear that, because that has been our view all along. So unlike maybe the end of last year or early this year, where the market had been pricing in much more significant and earlier cuts, now the SARs seem to be aligning that we will get the first cut in June. And it makes a lot of sense to wait, you know, because we still have wage negotiations going on, and, you know, we have strikes and so on. So we need definitely more data to really see what will be coming. So the base case would be that the ECB is cutting in June.
Okay, so with the ECB seemingly on course for rate cuts, are investors expecting the US to follow a similar timeline? And what impact does the latest drops reports have on this trajectory?
Here we got, two or three things to consider, because of course it would be, let's say, it looks like a tricky situation that the ECB and the Fed move in June, because there's a technical detail, which is that the ECB might be moving a few days earlier, just because of the dates and the timings of the sessions, right? So, but we think that is probably not a big problem. So if everybody's aligned and, you know, cuts will be more or less be done by the biggest and most important central banks, so that should be fine. The Fed, of course, will be in a situation that is very different to Europe, because US growth is by many measures now much stronger than in Europe. And the latest labor market report, which we just got on Friday, was actually quite encouraging, because we do have still robust job growth. We have also some revisions to the prior months, where some would argue that that was already too strong. So that has been moderated. So that's actually a package of macro data that might be quite constructive for the markets, and the Fed could probably still wait and see, just like the ECB is doing.
Dirk, let's stick a while with the US. For quite some time now, the discussion was about whether the US would be able to achieve a soft landing that would slow the economy enough to bring inflation under control without pushing into recession. However, the economy has remained quite strong, with some projections have even grown. For instance, the S&P 500 just hit another record high. Is it possible that there will be no landing at all?
Great question, and spot on, because that's probably one of the hottest topics these days. So just remember, so we had the whole lending debate now going on for more than a year. And it was, you know, many, many versions of it had been discussed. So probably, you know, some had in mind quite some time ago, crash lending. Then we went on to hard lending. Then it was really the soft lending. And now, if you look at the data, it might actually be no landing. So that actually means that so far, I guess the progress is very satisfying for the Fed. Is that a situation where you should, you know, just relax and, you know, be be complacent and enjoy the ride? Probably not, because we all know that recessions come unannounced, and that can, of course, happen. But the probability for a recession has clearly decreased over the last 4 or 5 months or so. So the average probability economists these days would attach to it for the next 12 months would be down to 45%, whereas we had a probability of more than 60% not that long ago. So it looks okay, but please be vigilant.
Politics are beginning to loom in many investors' minds, with now Donald Trump having effectively locked up the Republican nomination this week and Joe Biden making his case for his re-election in the latest State of the Union. Can we expect politics-related volatility in the markets to increase in the coming months?
You should always take into account politics. So this year is actually the biggest election year in history, as you know by now. So it's been widely discussed and, you know, commentated on that specifics of this year. And politics are always important. So there's some, you know, if you talk to the stock market experts, they would tell you, yes, politics is an important factor, but it's more of a short-term volatility that might come into the play, into the game. But over the last few years, we have the impression that some of these political decisions actually have a longer lasting impact. So it's still the main event from a politics point of view that we are waiting for in November. And we probably need to get prepared for the outcome, definitely.
Last question, Dirk. Let's look ahead. What are the topics for investors which we kind of need to keep on the radar for this week?
So yeah, it's again inflation, right? Sorry to break it to you. So so we have all sorts of price measures, of course. So we get one next week as well. Maybe only the second most important one, but we will see what inflation, so the normal inflation, is actually doing in the States. So still on our radar screen, even though our outlook for this year and beyond is actually finding growth. So we actually hope that at some point inflation will actually lose some importance, right? So, but yeah, that's coming next week. And then we have updates on the consumer sentiment in the US. Again, very important for both the state of the consumption, you know, activity in the States. We get retail data as well. And then maybe outside of the US, we would be watching especially the wage negotiations that are going on in Japan. So we can expect more concrete data or numbers on that, what's going on in the spring wage negotiations in Japan. And this actually, because of, we got some, you know, sneak preview numbers already last week, this might be a game changer then, of course, for the yen and what the BOJ will be doing about that one.
Dirk, seems like another eventful week ahead. Thanks so much again for your time today. And dear listeners, this was this week's edition of our weekly Investment Outlook podcast. Have a great week and bye for now.
In Europe, Middle East and Africa, as well as in Asia Pacific, this podcast may be considered marketing material, but this is not the case in the US. No assurance can be given that any forecast or target can be achieved. Forecasts are based on assumptions, estimates, opinions, and hypothetical models which may prove to be incorrect. Past performance is not indicative of future returns. Performance refers to a nominal value based on price gains and losses and does not take into account inflation. Inflation will have a negative impact on the purchasing power of this nominal monetary value. Depending on the current level of inflation, this may lead to a real loss in value, even if the nominal performance of the investment is positive. Investments come with risk. The value of an investment can fall as well as rise, and you might not get back the amount originally invested at any point in time. Your capital may be at risk. The services described in this podcast are provided by Deutsche Bank AG or by its subsidiaries and/or affiliates in accordance with appropriate local legislation and regulation. Deutsche Bank AG is subject to comprehensive supervision by the European Central Bank, by Germany's Federal Financial Supervisory Authority, and by Germany's Central Bank. Brokerage services in the United States are offered through Deutsche Bank Securities Incorporated, a broker-dealer and registered investment advisor which conducts investment banking and securities activities in the United States. Deutsche Bank Securities Incorporated is a member of FINRA, NYSE, and SIPC. Lending and banking services in the United States are offered through Deutsche Bank Trust Company Americas, member FDIC, and other members of the Deutsche Bank Group. The products, services, information, and or materials referred to within this podcast may not be available for residents of certain jurisdictions. Copyright 2024 Deutsche Bank AG and or its subsidiaries. All rights reserved. This podcast may not be used, reproduced, copied, or modified without the written consent of Deutsche Bank AG.